Hi, I'm Paul, and this is Heart of Glenanus, a program about the cultural and service organisations around your town and in the region. Today I'm in the library complex where there's the art gallery and the TAFE is beside, and a little bit further on is the pottery club. And inside we've got the William Gardner conference room, and that's where Nancy and her knitting circle meet, the Wrapped with Love, and I'm talking to Nancy and the ladies today. Hi Nancy.
Hello Paul.
Is this a good turnout today, or are you expecting more?
No, there'll be more yet, about 16 or a few more maybe.
And how long's the group been going?
Since 1992.
So this group grew out of a Sydney group?
Yeah.
And the Sydney group's got the same name?
Yes.
And how did those groups start?
Well, a lady in Sydney by the name of Sonia King saw an article on TV once about the war in Mozambique. And she had saw a lot of people with no possessions and in the cold, and wanted to do something to help them. So she called up a couple of friends. In the first 4 months, they made 30-something rugs, and the next year it was 200 rugs, and it's just grown from there.
Okay, and that was a similar group to this, where people meet once a week. So Nancy, that's the Sydney group. What were the origins of the Glenanus group?
Well, in 1992, a local lady, Heidi Klingbeil, was on a train, and she saw a lady crocheting squares to make a rug. And she thought it was such a good idea, she came home and got some friends together and started making rugs.
And have you always met in this room, or did the group start somewhere else?
No, it's been here as far as I know.
It's a good facility.
A lot of libraries in New South Wales are connected with Wrapped with Love.
Ah, okay. And are there many groups around the country?
Oh, yes. Most major towns have got one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you been getting new members recently?
Yes, we had a few.
And how do they find the group? Do they ring up, or do they just turn up? How do people normally join?
Word of mouth. Yeah. We've got a few posters around the town.
Yeah, I've seen a few of those. And who's the longest serving?
Beryl, maybe. She's our most prolific knitter.
And can people learn to knit here, or not so much?
Most people know how to knit or crochet when they come.
Yeah.
We've got one lady who's a left-hander and she wants to learn to crochet, but it's hard for a right-hander to teach her.
Yeah, because it all looks so different, doesn't it? And it's rhythm, isn't it?
Yes.
Is there a hierarchy between knitting and crocheting?
No.
It's the same?
It's just the same.
Everyone's treated the same?
Yeah. We still say we're going to knitting. Okay. It's called the knitting group, but not that many of us knit.
How many pieces have you made, you know?
This group?
Yes.
Oh, thousands.
And what sort of groups have you sent the finished pieces to?
Well, we send all ours to Sydney. So they've got a big warehouse in Alexandria where they have a group of volunteers who sort them and pack them, and they're sent all over the world to 75 different countries over the time, to refugees and people where it's extremely cold, people with famine.
Did I hear that some of it's going to Lismore at the moment?
Yes, Lismore's just received about 250 rugs and about another 100 to the Samoans who helped down there.
And so you do squares and they're joined up later, or do you do complete pieces?
Whatever they want to do.
Each person does what they want to do.
You can do squares, and the last couple of years we've been allowed to send them to Sydney as squares because they've got a heap of volunteers down there who'll put them together.
Okay.
Before that we used to have to put them together ourselves. We also give rugs to the local hospital, to the palliative care ward and the maternity ward, where they're given out to first-time mothers.
I remember seeing something a while ago. I don't know if you've come across this, people crocheting octopuses or little squids for neonates. They like holding the legs, apparently. You know, like a prem baby.
Yeah, some of our ladies have made little dolls about 4 inches high. And recently a man came in and his mother had recently passed away, and she'd made 100 of them but not stuffed them and finished them off.
Okay.
So we had a working bee in here lined up on both sides, and we put arms and legs and eyes and things on these little dolls, and they were sent to Nepal.
Nancy, you've chosen two pieces of music. So when you chose the Elvis Presley, what's the connection to knitting?
Because we do it our way.
Nice. And the Ed Sheeran?
Just because I like it.
Yeah.
You're listening to the heart of Glen Innes. So if someone wanted to join the group, what would you say to them?
Come along.
Come along. Yeah.
It's good fun.
Yeah.
We chat about anything and everything. Afternoon tea's always very welcome because we've got some excellent cooks amongst us.
I saw the cakes over there. They look great.
Yeah, and you just do what you want to do. If anybody listening out there has any yarn that they don't need, we'd be very grateful for any donations. We use 8-ply acrylic yarn, as this washes better than wool, and we'd make any new knitters very welcome.
Thank you, Nancy. Thank you, ladies. The Wrap with Love group meets every Wednesday at 12 o'clock in the William Gardner Conference Room, which is just to the left of the foyer of the library. This has been The Heart of Glen Innes, a program about the cultural and service organisations around your town and in the region. Thanks for listening.